When you hear once upon a time, you pretty much know where you're headed, happily ever after. Feminist revisions and postmodern adaptations notwithstanding, a fairy tale is still and always a fairy tale, and commentator Annabel Gurwitch knows why.
When my son and I were invited to Disneyland recently to see the premiere of Snow White, an enchanting new musical, I was excited. A new version? I wondered, what would that mean? Well, the night kicked off with a parade of children, 200 Snow Whites, 50 dwarfs, and nary a prince in sight. Wow, I wondered, was this going to be some postmodern feminist fairy tale? Not likely. The show has a few updated moments, which include Snow sending one of her woodland creatures to a time out. I thought the prince had a bit more chemistry with the huntsman than Snow White, and they've added an artfully staged ballet sequence. But it's the same Snow White I remembered as a little girl. In the end, they live happily ever after. Happily ever after. I've always found this notion impractical, annoyingly upbeat, and overly optimistic. And in a country where 50% of marriages fail, would it be so hard to just say ever after? And Snow White and the Prince lived ever after. But I am obviously alone in this sentiment because there appears to be a national outcry for uncomplicated resolutions. This TV season saw the end of three popular shows, and big surprise, in the end, all three shows, Friends, Frasier, and Sex and the City, wrapped up their runs with fairy tale endings. Not only that, but we've been deluged with fairy tale themed movies this year. Ella Enchanted, The Prince and Me, A Cinderella Story, The Princess Diaries, and Shrek 2, where the plot revolves around a bottle of, happily ever after. What is going on? I don't know. Maybe it's the war in Iraq. We were told it was over, but the conflict drags on and on. We're told the economy is doing better, but it's hard to see it in my household, where we're still earning less than we did a few years ago. Do we all just need some unmitigated good news? Is there just a little too much reality in our reality? Maybe that's why the crowd cheered for the prince and Snow White. Why viewers breathed a sigh of relief when all their favorite TV characters found love. Why Shrek is breaking box office records. Why, besides the undeniable legal and social benefits of the institution of marriage, gay couples all over the nation are demanding their right to walk down the aisle. Because even though we know better, we know it's corny and, frankly, unlikely. We all want to believe in and have a little piece of that elusive and enticing happily ever after.
Annabel Gurwitch is an actress who lives in Los Angeles.